The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Now, Newstalk has teamed up with SSE Airtricity to take a deep dive into climate change and sustainability. We all want to live in a cleaner, greener world, and we know small choices can make a big difference. So, broadcaster and regular on this show and others, Barbara Scully, she went on something of a supermarket sweep in the Super Value in Blackrock in Dublin, and she was trying to answer the question, is it possible to do a sustainable shop that actually means something and makes a difference? Well, Barbara met Mindy O'Brien from Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment, and they started in the vegetable aisle.
When you walk into the supermarket, more or less the first area you're into is fruit and veg. And I'm here with Mindy O'Brien, who is the chief executive of Voice, an environmental charity. And we are going to walk around and look at some of this fruit and veg, Mindy, and talk about how we as shoppers can do better, but also how supermarkets can do a little bit better.
We have loose carrots there, which are 1.50 per kilo. Then you have the bag carrots, which is like 50 cents per kilo. So if
wow,
you are on a budget,
difference.
Yeah, if you're on a budget, you will go for the bag carrots. But I'd rather buy 3 carrots and use them, because if I buy that big bag, most likely I'll have food waste at the end.
Broccoli, for example. There is absolutely no need to wrap broccoli in plastic,
no.
Individual heads of broccoli, right?
And I used to be able to get broccoli unwrapped, and now I'm having a hell of a time trying to find broccoli without the plastic bag.
And there is an issue about people thinking that things wrapped in plastic are in some way cleaner or, you know, less contaminated than things that are loose.
Yeah.
But with all vegetables, you're going to wash them before you use them.
Exactly. Give it a good wash. And I know during COVID, they wrapped everything up in plastic.
Yeah.
But to be honest, actually, COVID would last longer if it lasts on surfaces, longer on plastic than it does on paper or vegetables.
Hello, we've met a customer here who's browsing in the fruit as well.
Everything is wrapped in plastic. Instead of cartons, they should look into bottles and bring them back to the shop. They were recycling years ago and they didn't know it.
Reuse is a big thing that we're pushing for, reuse and refill. I'm seeing things in glass bottles, which is wonderful. Even better if I could reuse that glass bottle over and over again, because it's more environmentally friendly to wash it and reuse it rather than just recycle it at the end. So we are pushing the government to have more reuse, refill options in supermarkets.
Mindy, talk to me about why we have apples coming halfway around the world when we live in a country where apple is a native species.
You got me, because I'm looking at Golden Delicious here, which I pick up my own tree each morning, so we can grow those here. There are some Irish apples here. The cookers are from here, but we're bringing apples from, where's that?
Chile.
And maybe it's supply chains, or maybe it's the providers, I don't know. But we are bringing things from so far away. They're beans over there from Kenya, actually.
Oranges and lemons in particular, netted.
Yeah.
What is the point of that?
There's no point to the nets. I think it just gets us to buy more. Because
right.
If you look at the nets, how many lemons are there? Probably about 5 lemons. Who needs 5 lemons?
Yeah.
Unless you're going to have a big party.
Yeah.
Usually need 1 or 2. So if you are shopping, try to buy just 1 or 2 if you can. Again, there's the plums over there. They have a punnet plus the netting around it. I mean, packaging, there needs to be a change in how these items are presented.
The other thing that I think is important from an environmental point of view, and it requires a cultural change in all of us, is trying to eat what's in season.
Exactly.
Rather than going into the supermarket in, where are we now? We're in October, coming up to Halloween, and expecting to find fresh strawberries. You know, it's like having Christmas every day. If you saved your strawberries until the strawberries were out here, number one, they taste a whole lot better, they're cheaper, and you get excited about them.
But yeah, getting the strawberries and raspberries out of season, they're coming miles away. All the refrigeration associated keeping them here, they must come from airplanes because they have to get here quickly. Like, this is very rigid plastic.
You're looking at a salad box there, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's easily recyclable. That's probably PET. So that's
okay.
Easily recyclable. Just make sure it's clean when you put it into your recycling bin. So I would go to packaging that's more rigid. It has a better chance of being recycled.
So we're here in the pasta department. There's a huge range here in Super Value. But there's quite a difference in packaging and, again, price. So maybe talk us through what we should be looking for.
I mean, I would choose the box of pasta, because I know that's easily recyclable, the cardboard box. Although now the plastic now can be recyclable. You can put your soft plastic in the recycling bin, and it is cheaper. But if you have the resources, I would go more for the cardboard box.
Because is that easier to recycle?
It's easier to recycle,
right,
yeah.
Okay. And of course the mantra is reduce, reuse.
Yeah.
And recycle is the last of those three options. But there is, a bit like your packaged fruit, there is quite a difference in the price point between a €1 packet of penne in a plastic bag and a 2.29 penne in a box.
But another alternative, and this is where, you know, people who know zero waste shops, that they, you can buy this stuff without packaging, and you bring your own bag or you bring your own container and you decant, and it's actually quite economical. And this is what we were pushing supermarkets. Can they offer dry goods, mousse, that you can put into your own bag?
It's like going back, isn't it?
To
the old Findlater shops in the 60s,
exactly,
where you went in with your bag and you just filled up with whatever you need.
So that's a Uncle Ben's basmati rice, but that's all loose in there.
And it's in a box.
It's in a box.
Rather than a plastic bag.
Versus the boil in the bag. So you get less. This, I think it's actually more expensive, and you have the residual bag in place.
There's no need to boil things in a bag.
Is just make sure you get your portions right, because oftentimes people will cook too much rice, so you need to go
online. I know all about that.
And you know, you need less than you actually think.
And the trick is to weigh it.
Exactly.
I didn't realize that.
Or measure it as one cup per person.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you see, cups vary. Do you know? And in a house where there is no cups, there's only mugs. We're all big fatties. Decided, oh, okay, we've got a weighing scales. We're going to weigh out 50 grams. Wow, I have never seen anything like this before in a supermarket. We've just come across a counter that it looks to be provided by the Happy Pair, where people can fill up their own containers, or they have little bags.
Weigh your container beforehand so you don't have to use the paper bags, which is even better.
Even better. And they've got rice, penne pasta, whole wheat, lentils, granolas, couscous.
The whole wheat penne is $2.50 per kilogram,
right.
And actually the bag of pasta is $2.50 per half a kilo. So actually it's more economic to do this.
This is a great innovation. And obviously it shows that it can be done. And some of these containers are almost empty, so obviously people are using it.
Buy the product, not the packaging. And so here you can reuse the packaging over and over again. Over here is a new brand called True Eco, and they have the whole station set up. It's quite nice. And you have an empty bottle, and you fill it up with whatever product you want. And if you buy the bottle, it is $6.50 for a filled-up price. But if you bring your own bottle back, it's reduced to $5.54. So you get a reduced price for bringing your own packaging. So it incentivizes people to refill their products. This should be done in every single shop around the country.
And the fact that it's here shows that it can be done. It's not a major, really big deal to provide this.
We need to create new systems Oftentimes people are in a rush and they don't want to refill what they have here. So even if you can have something pre-filled that you take home, but you can bring the packaging back and they will wash it and you can get a new one.
And I mean, I know sometimes people can be cynical about these brands that call themselves eco-friendly. Like, are they really? But this brand here is Lily's Eco Clean Washing Up Liquid. And I see that it's an Irish company from County Galway.
We want products that have less
chemicals,
phosphates that go into the water and cause eutrophication of the waterways.
Sure. Well, this is great. Yeah, well done. And they're not that expensive either for the size of the bottles.
This was a bio bag, and see, it says okay to compost. So make sure that is there. Please don't put plastic bags into your kitchen caddy for your food waste. And I know people like using these bags because it takes the yuck factor out of it and you can put it straight into your brown bin. So just make sure whatever plastic liner you put in
it has
a compostable bag that you put in.
Okay, and here's another great idea is dog poo bags, compostable poo bags.
For poo bags, I would just use recycled plastic bags, because if you have poo in your compostable bags, it's not going to go into your compost pile.
It's still going to go into the
black bin. It's still
going to
go to the black bin, so I wouldn't waste the money to buy a compostable bag.
Okay.
I would rather go to something that's made from recycled plastic.
That's so obvious now that you say it. I feel like a bit of an idiot.
No, not at all.
Putting my dog poo in a compostable bag but putting it in the black bin makes no sense.
No.
Okay, great. This is one of my huge big bugbears, because I live in a house with two adult daughters. We go through a lot of product in the bathroom. So the amount of plastic, and I have tried my best, but it is almost impossible to buy stuff like mouthwash, shower gel without buying plastic.
Yeah. This would be made out of PET, which is very recyclable. That is HDPE, which is high density polyethylene. So that's recyclable as well. However, why don't you move away from the hand soap? Go for bars.
Oh, I do. I use bars of soap. I do that, and that's brilliant. Mindy O'Brien, Chief Executive of Voice, thank you so much for accompanying me around Supervalue here in Blackrock today. It has been an education. The positive I take away from it, I mean, obviously there's things I need to change and do better, is that I believe Irish people are very good at changing if they understand the rationale behind it. You know, we changed over to the Bags for Life very quickly, and I think we can do the same with reusing and bringing in containers to be refilled in supermarkets.
We need to make it mainstream,
yes,
make it easy for the consumer and cost effective as well.
So hi, my name's Carly Dennen and I work in Supervalue Blackrock. We would have one of the highest sales across the Supervalue Group in all of our eco range and vegan friendly products.
And do you find that people do bring in their own containers for those kind of things and do the refills? Because I noticed you've been at the station there for granola and lentils and all the rest.
Yeah, probably more so the non-food end, so the laundry detergents, that's more picking up than I suppose the other
the
pulses. Yeah, but maybe COVID has something to do with that.
That's
people
true, yeah,
not wanting to handle too much. Over 300 local suppliers in our Food Academy range, all from Ireland.
Yeah, and that's obviously then, you know, better for the planet as well. Things are local,
yeah,
and smaller producers and all the rest,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I suppose it's local, it's less travelled, it all stays within the island of Ireland, so that's good.
And it's great quality.
Yeah.
Carly Dennen there from Supervalue in Blackrock in County Dublin, and Mindy O'Brien from Voice of Irish Concern for the Environment, and of course Barbara Scully trying to do a sustainable supermarket shop. News Talk Goes Green is with thanks to SSE Airtricity, Ireland's largest provider of 100% green energy.